just film for fun. If you give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about. If you give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
A couple of former and potentially future A-listers at stake in Money Matters here. George Clooney, who hasn't had the kind of success that he had with Ocean's 11 as of late, spent some time directing films. Here, this movie's directed by Jodie Foster. Same thing, former A-list actors moving into directing, and let's not forget Julia Roberts. So between Jodie Foster, Julia Roberts, and George Clooney, we have some of the biggest star power of the 1990s. Does it translate into the 2010? What do we call this? The 010s, this decade. We have an interesting topic. It seems to make sense. It's essentially a riff on the Michael Lewis book on high frequency traders. And what we have here is sort of a Morton Downey Jr. or Morton Downey sort of talk show host, more aligned with the sort of all the money shows on NBC. CNBC, these type of shows that feature talking heads telling you to buy stock. And so one of the subplots of the show is really the impact of the show itself on the market. And what we have is a little reference to the dark pools where people can pump up or down stock prices through hidden trades that take place in an untraceable place that the big firms like Goldman Sachs frequently use to sort of shield their trading histories. It's the kind of things that people don't like, and in this movie, essentially, like somebody takes the TV host hostage because he lost $60,000 in an IRA. This type of anger and frustration, which peaked 6 years ago, feels a little dated. The interesting play here is the stars themselves and the tension. It does feel like a very generic episode of Newsroom. And so, unlike Nightcrawler, which had a similar tension between a producer and a star, and was actually directed by a former producer, this one that Jodie Foster directed feels like it perhaps was conceived of 6 years ago, and then in order to accommodate the schedules of Julia Roberts and George Clooney, they sort of waited. And now that we've seen The Big Short and we know how good a movie can be that features a former Michael Lewis book topic and a sort of fresh directorial style, this one feels a lot like it could have just been staged as a play. There's not a lot that needs to move outside of the newsroom. And so, in a sense, what we're watching is a movie without a lot of surprises about a topic that by now we are very familiar with. And although it does muster up some of the familiar anger at the offenders, and that means the people that manipulate money around in a way that makes themselves rich and not other people rich. We perhaps should have seen this movie 3 years ago, and we wonder if Clooney and Foster and Roberts can be ahead of the curve next time.